CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Mark on the radio. He's always yelling loud. Hates all the people. Got anger in his cloud. He thinks he's always right, even when he's wrong. But we're just here to jam out to our favorite song. Baghdad jokes, that's his favorite pastime. But we'll ignore the cringe, 'cause the music's prime. He's bald and mean, that's how he's always been. But we'll turn up the volume, let the melody win.
Thing. 1, 2, 3, 4. Get on up. Get on
so I guess you're wrong. I ain't writing those. Somebody submit those. You think I'm gonna write that?
All yeah,
that?
You throw one in to throw us off.
No,
see?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Thank you to the listener who continued to submit this to the Mark and Kim show via email, some whacked out email address I never even heard of before. Could you submit an invitation to Kim to sit her ass down and stop messing with your pants? Do you mind?
I've got my belt on now. I didn't realize these had gotten big.
Looks like they're fairly tight, dear heart.
No, they're not.
Well, now that I've got the belt on, they're fine. Do me a favor. You have been screwing around with your pants for the last, like, 3 minutes.
I had to get the belt on.
Please sit down.
No, I'm fine now.
She's wriggling and dancing and pulling.
Because my pants were falling down. I got them fixed now. Get it together.
558 on Star 102.1, Knoxville's number one hit music station. Right on. 84, so I decided to wear a sweatshirt today. I thought today was 61. I don't know why. 84 today. Why did I think today was 61 degrees? I was in the closet. Oh, it's going to be chilly today. Was that yesterday?
No, yesterday was supposed to be warmer. It's like they flip-flopped or something, because I thought yesterday was supposed to be warmer, too.
I thought today was supposed to be cool.
And today was supposed to be cooler.
Well, here I am. I'm sweating my balls off at some point today. 10% chance we'll see some rain. Tomorrow, the best chance for rain. Friday, scattered storms are possible. High 75. Drops into the 60s for Saturday. Into the 50s for Sunday. So it's not going to be a great weekend with off and on rain chances. Into the mid-60s and 70s into next week. And here we are. Good morning. Welcome. A lot to do today and a whole lot to talk about.
Are you angry?
About what?
Are you going to yell?
About what?
Well, the song, you know.
No, somebody else wrote that. I don't know. I mean, well, it depends. You know, just keep in mind, my yelling always depends upon what you do.
I have such control.
You do. You absolutely have control. You have the con, as they say. Mm-hmm. You have the control. Mm. You can make this a nice, smooth, placid lake, like Lake Placid.
Yeah.
Or you can make it those cruise ships from hell that you love. Tossing and turning in the open seas.
I don't love the cruise ships from hell.
You can choose however this goes, because everything I do is a reaction to you.
Mm,
ooh, there's everything. A lyric. There's a, work that in, says somebody who's writing these songs for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything I do is a reaction to you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. We have a massive, we have Kim. We have the perfect Kim story today.
Oh, do
okay.
We?
I have the perfect Kim story today.
I'm curious.
If you want to know all that is Kim, I have a story for you today coming up.
Well, I'm curious about that.
You should
see how far off he is.
It's not off at all. I actually have proof.
Proof?
Proof of Kim being Kim. Just that's all you need to know. That's all you need to know on this Thursday morning, the 18th day of April, 2024. And we'll be back with your morning Did You See's coming up next. you know, we started the song with some, I mean, started the show with some song where people say I yell a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily at people, just kind of, you know.
In general.
Just yelling. Yeah.
Yeah.
You think this one will get me yelling? Student misses out on prom after bringing bag of chips to school. You know me and the chips.
Bringing chips to school?
I'm a big fan of chips.
Yeah.
I would say chips are my life.
Your life?
Oh.
Chips rather than cookies?
Oh, yeah. Oh, chips. Oh, chips over cookies. Hoes over bros. No, so wait a minute. Bros over hoes. chips over cookies. Oh, yeah. If I could have a salty, cheesy chip or a salty, oniony, and sour, creamy chip.
Oh, so that's your first choice. I thought the cookie was. Okay.
No. No, I'll finish the chips with some cookies. It's a good meal.
Cookie chaser.
I call it a balanced meal. Like a savory and sweet. What's more balanced than savory and sweet? I wonder what part of this story will get me yelling here.
Oh, no.
Local high school student will miss out on her senior prom after getting suspended after bringing a bag of corn chips to school. A suspended over Fritos. Mm-hmm. Love the Fritos. The chili cheese.
Oh, oh yeah.
Well, he's not yelling yet. I thought that alone just for bringing chips to school.
Mm-hmm. She is now not going to go to prom because the bag of chips, corn chips, is a problem for one of the teachers who has a corn chip allergy.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. The voice is elevated.
Corn chip allergy? When did this start?
We didn't have those when we were young.
We didn't have those when we were young. Nut allergies.
Where's the don't get me started?
Oh, I want issues. No. I want to get started on this. there are signs in the school about corn products. Do you know how many products are made from corn?
A lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Almost the same number as peanuts, I would think.
Peanuts, corn, I mean corn syrups. I mean most of the stuff you eat is, if it's not sugary, it's corn syrupy.
I know.
I mean, you can't bring, and this,
it's a lot.
It's like, isn't it incumbent upon the person who's got the allergy to stay away when they see the big yellow and red bag of Fritos?
They have to be very careful. Yeah, that's for sure.
Like, oh, there's somebody over there eating corn chips. Let me go this way. Oh, no. Kids who can't bring peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school and can't even bring an Uncrustable to school because of, you know, nut allergies. When did these start? When did the corn chips thing start?
I have to say I've not heard that.
Neither have I.
You think this teacher's the first one?
The first one in the world ever to have a corn allergy, a corn chip, a Frito allergy? Bring her to Petro's. Watch her freak the hell out. Right? You know what a Petro's is, right?
Oh, yeah. I love Petro's.
Okay. You know what this base of that is, right? It's corn chip.
Yeah, Fritos.
Right. That's why I was making a corn chip joke.
Yeah.
And Petro's. Especially if there's a Petros and Petros. I swear I thought Petros would come from Petros when I got here. Oh, I did. I didn't know. No idea.
Petros snack.
Yeah. Give me one of them Petros. Right up there near Brushy Valley State Penitentiary. So there you go. There's me screaming to start the day right there. Student misses out on prom after daring to bring Fritos to school. And that's everything. That's Doritos, too. That's Dorito. That's corn chip.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
All the good ones.
Oh, man. Well, sour cream and onion potato chips from Lay's.
Yeah.
Don't get the Ruffles. That's the tip of the day right there, people. When you eat the Lay's sour cream and onion potato chips, and then later on I only have a bag of Ruffles sour cream, you'll go like, ugh.
Really?
Thank you.
I've not had those.
Thank me by sending me some Lay's sour cream and onion potato chips. Oh, the Ruffles are terrible. Oh, yeah. They're a mix of
I've never had
sour
those.
Cream and onion. Mm-hmm. Way off. Oh, please. All right, we'll be back. We got more Did You See's. Kim being Kim coming up.
I'm curious as to see how I've been me.
Yeah, it's, let's just say sometimes things are just too perfect.
Oh, okay.
You're perfect, but then sometimes you're just too perfect.
Hmm.
And that's coming up, everybody.
Did you see where H&R Block's software crashed on tax day?
Ooh. Well, keep in mind, it doesn't matter to Tyler because Tyler didn't do his taxes on tax day.
He filed for an extension.
Yeah, I would love for that to happen.
No.
Hold on. You would love for what to happen?
I mean, if it crashed, wouldn't that justify me not doing my taxes?
No, it doesn't. Oh. You would still be victimized.
Oh. He's victimized. He's victimized every time, just from waking up. He's just being alive.
My alarm clock victimizes me.
No, you victimize yourself. Look, the life you live,
yeah,
just generally speaking, indicates how much victimizing you have done to you. Nonetheless, because you, let's say your tax preparer dies. All right.
Mm-hmm. Your taxes are still due.
Your taxes are still due.
Yeah.
Don't yeah me, because you have no idea. You say, well, that'd be a good reason why I didn't
pull my taxes. No, my tax guy is dying.
Or TurboTax crashed or whatever. So,
well, H&R Block software crashed on Monday, which of course is tax day. And according to the IRS, tens of millions of people always wait until the last few days the last day to file.
That's not a mystery.
But thousands of people had issues on that day and through H&R Block because they were using them, because more people than ever every year use H&R Block because you can still do it yourself or use them in their offices. So this, it affected both ends.
Most people file online through the programs like TurboTax, whatever H&R Block does. Different, Jackson Hewitt and stuff like that. So, I mean, that's how most people do it. But that just because they crash doesn't mean you don't have to somehow get them to the IRS in time.
Exactly.
Now, so granted, if you file them on the 16th or the 20th, are they going to come after you? Probably not, especially if they owe you money.
But you think they are. Taxes are due on the 15th. So,
Well, maybe you should do them before, but most people don't.
So they said there was a bad gateway error. It started at 9 o'clock on Sunday, the day before taxes are officially due. And it takes longer to get your refund when you don't file electronically. So you can still go to their offices and the actual tax person could do it for you, but you had to could have done it for you. And you could have waited and, but sure. People didn't want to do that because they had their plans it messed up all that. But
it's
still
inconvenient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyone who didn't have time to finish might face extra penalties as well as the late fees from the IRS and all that stuff. So people are all up in arms do this to me? And I can just hear Tyler.
Nobody's up in arms.
No, they said they were.
You can hear Tyler.
They said they were getting calls. They were getting, emails. They were getting all sorts of issues from people saying, but I can't get my taxes done and this is your fault.
Right.
And so I could just see Tyler being one of those people because, I waited till the last minute.
He barely knows his middle name. So, so trust me on this. When he contacts somebody and they say, okay, we'll file the extension for you, but that somebody doesn't ask if you're going to owe money and the law states that you've got to submit that money when you file for the extension. If they don't even ask you that, I'm not sure he cares too much about who's preparing his taxes and the time and it takes. I don't think he cares because those are questions I would want my tax preparer to be able to ask me. Hey, if you're going to owe, you're going to have to figure out how much you owe.
Yeah, but they're reputable. I trust them.
But then there's this too.
Quickly.
On top of the fees and stuff, some people's cards were charged multiple times when they tried to pay what they owed. Oh. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, that's just a holding charge. Like, when you go to the gas pump or whatever. But still, some accounts were overdrawn because they were charged several times. And so there's that on top of all the other
stuff.
If
you just maybe do them a week in advance, pretend the tax day is April 8th. And then you'll put yourself a little cushion in there. Maybe that's a thing.
But so many people don't.
By the way, can he file an extension on his extension in October? Is that a possibility?
I hope so.
Sometimes things are just so perfect. And you'll have to follow along here because Kim doesn't know how to spell her own name.
Are you serious?
Oh. And now I know what you're talking about.
Now you know what I'm talking about. When
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, Kim being Kim in the most Kim way that Kim can be Kim. Kim, who thinks that South Africa is in Asia.
Yeah.
I say everything's in Asia. That's my first answer.
Kim, who believes that there's a country called Europe. Kim believes that Chicago is a state. Has misspelled her own name. And it gets better. That's good.
Yeah.
Then it gets perfect. The name here that she wrote down, I guess she must... Do you work part-time as the producer for Liz in the Midday Show or something?
No, I don't. Because, she was having issues, and there were two people in here, and she needed help.
The point I'm making is that our Kim here took down information on a winner.
Okay.
Whose name happens to be Kim.
All right.
And I'm looking here at the name Kimberly. That's your name.
Yes.
And it's also the name of the winner.
Mm-hmm.
It's Kimberly. Or as Kim has written it down, Kimberly.
Kimberly?
Kim spelled her own name incorrectly, and not by adding the E, because Kim doesn't do the L-E-Y.
Uh-huh.
Kim just does the L-Y.
Yeah.
How did you spell Kimberly? Kimberly, like Kimberly and Bits.
I left out the M. Yeah.
I know how you did it. I'm asking effectively, how you did it.
Because I did it. I wrote her name down quickly and correctly.
It's your name.
No, listen.
You wrote, oh no.
I know. It was when I was writing it down neatly
don't pull,
for her
Don't pull
again.
A Tyler on us.
No, I'm telling
but
you.
But it's not even it's not
You
even
asked a question. Let me answer it. I wrote it quickly on a piece of paper. Then I wrote it again on the card so that she could read it. And I left out the M.
How does that change the fact that you wrote down your name wrong?
No, I wrote the name down wrong.
How about you wrote your own name wrong?
Yes, it was her name, but it's also my name.
Here's the greatest part of this whole thing.
Okay.
It's even better than the fact.
See, I wrote it wrong there, too.
Oh, God.
You have spilled. Give me that.
Yeah, I wrote it wrong on the one I wrote.
You have misspelled your name on both notes, and you.
Yeah, I wrote it wrong on that, too. I didn't realize
okay,
that.
Hold on. I didn't. Okay. It just got incrementally better, but now it's about to get a lot better because the name. The last name of the winner that she wrote down was Fail.
Yeah.
Oh, it was.
So literally, yeah. The card says Kim Fail. We have a listener named Kim Fail, and in a Kim Fail, twice.
Yeah.
Or as we say around here, twiced. She wrote her name down, her own name.
I did.
She spelled her name wrong, twiced.
I did.
This is
how
legendary.
I don't know.
This is legendary.
I did. I messed up. I failed.
Did I not tell you the story was perfect?
Yeah, it is. It is a very good Kim story.
So I was afraid that when I talked about eating an upside down chocolate chip cookie, when I put it in my mouth, it just felt so weird. Like, what is it? I looked it on my hand. I've got the chocolate chip cookie upside down. Because generally speaking, the flat part, the bottom, chocolate chips and the texture sit on the top. And I could taste, but I could feel like, oh, and I don't have texture issues, but I could feel it in my mouth. It felt weird. It felt odd. And I thought, so I'll put this up as a Facebook post, but I'm afraid it'll be like all like the dumb answers. Like, well, obviously things you can't eat upside down include a hot dog or a taco. Well, obviously, because guess what happened? Spills out. Luckily, people like Samantha, oh gosh, just looking at this makes me cringe. I did put a picture in the comments of an upside down chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
It's cringy, I guess. To which also Brittany responded, straight to jail, Mark. Just looking at this picture makes me uncomfortable of the upside down chocolate chip cookie. Renee, oh, I would never do that. Even the burger needs to be top bun up.
Yeah. There's something about that flat bottom of whatever going in first.
Pavel, I'm a big fan of eating pizza upside down. Now, you joke, Pavel, but others in the post have thought, no, that's an actual thing that they do because it gets them the flavor on their tongue from the tongue. It also burns the hell out of your tongue.
Yeah. Instead of the roof of your mouth.
What would you prefer, the tongue burn or the roof of your mouth burn?
Tongue.
Tongue, yeah.
You prefer the tongue burn?
Yeah.
You prefer the tongue burn?
Yeah, the top, the roof.
Oh, it stays for a long time too, and it's terrible.
You know, they say the roof, though. The roof.
The roof is on fire.
Yeah.
Andrew, sandwiches, PB&J, peanut butter down. Peanut butter must be down. Lunch meat sandwich. Cheese has to be on top. That's not really upside down. That's just the way you like things like, I guess so. I mean, I guess the innards are upside down.
If you always eat cheese on top, if you had it on bottom, it would be upside down. Yeah.
Christy, crackers. Salt must be on top. And Alady also wrote, Ritz crackers need to be eaten right side up. I would assume that when you eat like the Ritz cracker. Now, I pop them all in at the same time. I don't bite it. I pop the whole Ritz cracker in.
Yeah.
But you do it. Flat side in first and salt side up, don't you?
Yeah. Now, Martha says, my husband always flips the pizza so the topping hits the tongue first because he says it tastes better. But what if you've got like if you got a lot of toppings on your pizza, you can't do that.
Because it'd fall all over you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carla, not really thought about it, but I won't eat a burger unless the top bun is actually on top. Now, they told you years ago that for the sake of the construction of the burger, and if it's a juicy burger, some of them are juicier than others. Like Wendy's for years. Oh, you need napkins and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
That the top bun being more absorbent because it's bigger, fluffier, would absorb more of the juice and hold together better during the eating of the burger.
But if it takes you a while to eat the burger, then it gets all soggy.
Takes you a while?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm saying it gets soggy slower because there's more to absorb, a bigger sponge at the bottom, if you will. Trenton. I wouldn't recommend turning a pie upside down and eating it. We're getting into the lols. A lot of lols coming in here. Sarah, a bagel with cream cheese.
Yeah.
Now the cream cheese won't fall off, but you certainly wouldn't eat that unless it's on the top.
Because it feels weird on your teeth.
Or it would just, when you, I guess, probably get on your lower lip and your chin much more than it would on your upper lip and maybe your mustache. Sarah,
but why is that? But
Sarah doesn't have a mustache.
It hits the tongue first, though. You get a better taste of it.
But it's weird.
But you're 1 second away from biting it or chewing it enough that the taste all gets you. Like the split nanosecond you put that in your mouth, you need the taste.
Yeah.
Like you can't be patient
I'm telling you, it hits way different.
Oh, not a phrase you need to be using right now. Erica, do a blind taste test. I bet he wouldn't even notice it was upside down. Erica, that's how I noticed I was eating an upside down chocolate chip cookie when I put it in my mouth without looking at it.
And I wondered how that happened because
I just grabbed.
I think
chocolate
I always look at my food before I eat it. I think.
Well, a little fella named no longer on the show, Alex O, has responded. And I'll tell you what I'm thinking about that. Do Doritos have a right side up? I always put the side with more flavor down so it hits my tongue first. I still look at the Dorito to see which side is the cheesiest, but I lick all my cheese dust off. I'm licking.
And then you eat it.
Oh, hell yes.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, the cheese just envelops your mouth without the word.
Soggy?
It's half a second. It's a split second.
So you lick it as you're sticking it in, kind of.
God, if I look like what you just did, I certainly hope not. My God Almighty, look like you're in the bottom of a yogurt cup there. Stop it!
Oh God,
avert your eyes, people. Are we on TV? Don't look. I did a blind taste test, Erica. That's how I found out. Pringles. Brandy says Pringles need to be eaten right side up, like the way they come in the can, unless you're making duck lips. Then you need one upside down and one right side up, yes. Her versus him, Mark versus Kim is AJ versus Karina. AJ and Karina are playing the feud today for
a $25 gift card to Buddy's Barbecue Smokin' since 1972. Visit one of their 14 Knoxville area locations today.
Morning, Karina.
Good morning.
Good morning, AJ.
Good morning.
AJ, have you ever spelled your name wrong?
I've not. Other people have.
Yeah, of course. Say hi to Kim.
Hi.
Who spells her
name. I misspelled my name.
Kib. As in
Kimberly.
Kimberly. Like Kimberly in bits. So the game is the feud. We're going to start with the ladies. It'll be the top five answers on the board. You'll be giving me the most popular answer for the first round of the first point. Karina, name a local television news anchor person.
Dawn Dare.
Is Dawn, is that his daughter? Dawn Dare's daughter, Dawn Dare. Is Dawn Dare on the list? That's a low, let me turn the volume up on that and give her the correct. Yes. Dawn Dare on the list at number four. Kim, name a local television news personality.
Lori Tucker.
Is Lori Tucker on the list? She is at number three. Number one, number two, and number five are still on the list. A local television news personality, Karina. 2 seconds, Karina.
I have no idea.
Wait, that's the wrong button. That's the right button. That'd be strike number one. Kim?
Bo Williams.
Is Bo Williams on the list? Steve Wright, too, didn't make the top five. Poor Bo. Should we just take your answer, Karina, as you don't know? Or have you had an epiphany, a daggum epiphany in the last couple of seconds? Name a local TV news personality.
Noah Epiphany.
Is Noah Piffany. Is Noah Piffany on the list?
I think he recently left town.
Did he? Yeah. Noah took off for greener pastures. Boys, talk it out.
Tirsa Smith, Ted Hall.
Time for discussion is over. AJ to steal the first round of the first point. Name a local TV news personality.
Ted Hall.
Is Ted Hall the godfather of TV news?
That is correct.
Yes. Yes. Oh, he's pulling all the strings, baby.
The godfather.
He's pulling all the strings. The man with the plan. Ted Hall, Robin Wilhoit, Lori Tucker, Dawn Dare, or Dawn Dare, and John Becker. John Becker, 1 through 5. Scoremaster Steve.
That is going to be 1 for AJ, 0 for Karina.
All right, AJ, we stay with you. Top five answers of the board. Give me the most popular answer. Name a salad.
Cobb.
Is the Cobb salad on the list? Yeah! It is at number 4. Tyler, name a salad.
I'm going to go Caesar.
Is the Caesar on the list? Yeah! It is at number 3. Number 1, number 2, and number 5 are on the list. Name a salad, AJ.
Chef.
Is the chef salad on the list? Ooh. Steve Reich, number 1. Yes, man?
House.
Is the house salad on the list?
What?
Steve Wright, 2. AJ, name a salad.
Chicken salad.
Is the chicken salad on the list? Yeah. It is at number 2. Tyler?
Show me potato salad.
Potato salad!
Oh.
Steve Wright, 3 girls talking
out. Oh, no.
Cucumber salad?
The time for discussion is over. Give us a salad for these 2 points. Karina?
Cucumber salad.
Is that famous, delectable, on every menu, cucumber salad on the list? I'm sorry, darling. No, it didn't make it. Tuna at number 1, chicken at number 2, Caesar at number 3, Cobb at number 4, and fruit salad at number 5. Scoremaster Steve.
That is going to be 3 for AJ, 0 for Karina.
All right, AJ, you're in the lead, so you get to decide if you want to play this or pass this. It's the round 3, top 4 answers on the board, and only 2 strikes to work with. Texters into the program. Y'all didn't give a third strike!
Never do on the third round.
All right, AJ, you want to play this or pass this? Fill in the blank. Bird blank. You want to play that or pass that?
Play.
Play it. Here we go. AJ, bird blank.
Bird seed.
Did you say bird seed? Yeah. On the list at number 4. Yes, man. Bird blank.
Bird feeder?
Bird feeder. Yeah. On the list at number 1. Number 2 and number 3 left. 2 strikes to work with. Bird blank, AJ.
Flu?
Bird flu. Strike number 1 of 2. Ooh. Yes, man.
Bird egg?
The bird egg. Hey, did you have any bird eggs? Let me get a bird egg. Make sure you fry it up for me when I'm done. Strike 2. Girls talking out for the tie.
Bird dog. Bird bath.
Bird dog.
Yeah.
The time for discussion is over. It's a 6-0 killing, or Karina will tie it up right here. Fill in the blank. Bird blank.
Dog.
What?
Dog.
Bird dog. Is the bird dog on the list? Oh! Woo!
Gosh, in East Tennessee, no bird dog.
When's the last time you went bird dog or bird hunting?
Well, I didn't. You know, I'm not hunting for dogs. I mean, for birds. I'm not looking for birds, but bird dogging.
She doesn't know how to spell her own name. No. She thinks a bird dog is hunting other dogs.
No.
Bird.
No, I know they're hunting for birds.
Okay, I think that's a given now. Thank you. Bird feeder, bird brain, bird bird poop, and number 3 and bird seed. Number who won? I forget who wins now. Oh,
AJ,
congratulations, brother!
Clean sweep.
Go get you some. Go hunt you some bird dog over there at Buddy's Barbecue.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Who gets to ride the lightning rod at Dollywood?
Well, it'd be for caller number 10, and I'll say hello. To caller number 10. Hello.
Hello.
It's like, have they passed out?
Who's this?
This is Autumn.
Hi, Autumn. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
You know, we got season passes. Those are the gold variety. We got one-day passes. Pretty good, too. Not a consolation prize. It's a prize.
Absolutely.
Yes.
A good one.
I'm so excited.
And you just can't hide it there, June Pointer. So here's the deal. I'm going to let you spin the wheel. When it comes to stop, hopefully, it's on gold season passes, because we all want gold season passes. If it's on one-day passes, you're going to be exultant anyway, aren't you, Autumn?
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anytime you yell out, spin that thing, I'll give it a rip. Oh, wait. Wait, who do you want spinning the wheel for you today? You want Kim, who landed on one day passes yesterday for somebody, or you want me? Take your pick.
I didn't spin the wheel yesterday. You did.
Oh, I did. I landed on one
You've
day
done
passes.
All the spinning.
I thought you spun yesterday.
Nope.
Oh, I gave the choice. I gave
they
the offer.
They chose you.
All right, who you choosing today?
All right, Kim, I'll give you a chance. Let's
all
go.
Righty.
Say it. Say, spin that thing.
Spin that thing.
There goes. One day gold season. One day passes.
Hey, that's
We both suck at spinning the wheel.
That's awesome. We don't suck.
I know. Congratulations. One day passes, a couple of one day passes for you to go to Dollywood. And then everyone else listening right now has a chance in the 11 o'clock hour and then the 3 o'clock hour today to spin, to win, gold season passes or one day passes. And the chance coming up for you to ride the lightning rod in a special thing with some of us out there at Dollywood with you someday. So hold on, Hannah. I mean, Autumn, sorry. Hold on, Autumn. I called her Hannah because she's using somebody named Hannah's phone. So that's why.
Oh.
Who's this Autumn chick? All right, so hold on, Autumn. We'll be right back with you. So there you go. Mark and Kim show. It's on the radio. It's on the internet. The podcast available later this morning. Your opportunity to listen to that on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Starwater 2.1 app, Starwater 2.1 website. Still efforting Apple Music, huh? So that's an extra time. We'll just put some extra time in for you.
If you heard someone going, would you know what they were doing?
You started out as a meow to me, mm-hmm. and then you started gulping.
Mm-hmm. Would you know what that is? If you heard them doing it, because there's different ways to do it. Do you remember us talking about mewing?
Mewing?
You brought it up, and it's been a while back.
Mewing? You mean people that, like kids that are thinking they can identify as a cat, you mean?
No. Some people do identify as a cat, but this is the thing where people are doing it, where they're taking the tongue and working it up against the roof of their mouth to build a stronger jawline, and they're doing it in class.
With noise?
They don't always do the noise, but my son was doing it with noise. Because he wanted the attention.
I wonder why.
He wanted us to ask what he was doing. That's why
didn't we just talk about apples and trees this week?
We did.
How things don't, the apple never falls far from the tree.
Yeah.
Well, he was doing
Center of attention deficit disorder.
Well, this is just.
Center of attention deficit disorder.
This was just with his dad and I. And he was doing that. And
that makes it so much better.
And I said, what are you doing? And he goes, well, I'm mewing because I'm trying to build my jawline. He goes, you know, I'm working out more and I've got this. He's got this trainer thing working with him and everything. And he goes, so I'm wanting to build my jawline because I want to be a Giga Chad. Do you know who Giga Chad is?
I know that somehow your son's desperate for attention.
No, he's not. Not really. He's doing this because he wanted to bring this up. Giga Chad is a hyper-masculine, incredibly muscular, superhumanly confident, photoshopped meme that's online.
If your son ends up looking like that, I will give him every bit of... No, because he never could.
He's not going to. You know he's not.
I would give him every bit of money I'll ever make for the rest of my life.
Are you familiar with Giga Chad at all?
I was not. I actually looked it up.
Apparently, people are using this online. It's a real male model guy who people have now... It's this one guy who people Photoshop and use online as their icon or whatever. And
so a picture that's not them?
Yeah.
As their profile just picture?
As a meme. He shows up everywhere. And
he's Giga Chad?
Giga Chad. Because, you know, there's Chads and Brads and all the things. Hmm. And so this is the Giga Chad. He's like the ultimate Chad. And so
that's
what they're doing.
Mewing?
Mewing.
To get what?
To build the jawline. But that led me into
that is
buffoonery.
I agree. But he did
No,
that.
Your son didn't wear a clown suit to prom.
He did not. He is very proud of his suit to prom, and I will stand
Purple
by him
and
on
gold
that.
Sequins.
Yes.
Your kid is a clown.
No, he's not. He is not a clown.
And he's sitting there making noises so that what now? So that you'll ask him?
Yeah, he did that. He did that just to get us to talk about the
When
Giga
you do
Chad.
Your Kegel exercises, do you make a noise? And
no. Goodness, no.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay.
I'm sure.
I mean...
But he brought that up to just to talk to me about the Giga Chad, because I'd never heard of it, and he had just heard about it, and he was mm-hmm. saying, he goes, I thought you'd be interested in hearing about this, Mom. He goes, because I think yeah. your listeners...
Oh, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Kim's doing her Kegels. Yeah.
Now, that's the sound you get if you do your Kegels.
I thought this was the... I thought that was the sound... Just do this when I do it.
But when you brought up the mewing weeks and weeks ago.
I never brought up mewing.
No, you did, because that's how I knew
about
it. I
never said the word mew until now. Straighten her out. Yes, man. Who said it first?
You said it first.
When?
That I don't remember.
It's been weeks, though. I mean, a while back, you brought up mewing.
In context to what? I do not remember this at all.
You brought it up as something kids were doing in school. But now they've taken it a step further, is instead of just doing it in class and doing it to build up, you know, whatever, and to get attention and as to identify as cats, they are now doing it to skip assignments and to get out of answering questions in class.
Because why?
Because now they're doing it, and what they do is they take their tongue and they run it up against the jaw, the top of their mouth, the roof line, and then when the teacher calls on them, they do this hush sound and then run their finger across their jaw. They refuse to open their mouth because they're in the middle of mewing.
And any teacher that allows that to happen in their classroom should be fired on the spot by the principal, who would say, oh my God, I cannot believe we let this stuff happen in our schools today.
Well, and teachers are having to say, they're having to send letters home, they're having to email or whatever, and telling them the students are going to have to mew on their own time because they're taking up class time because they're refusing to answer questions and it's affecting their grades. And parents are incensed that their kids are being told they have to do this on their own time. And I'm like, you have got to be kidding me.
No, because these parents are enablers and allowing their kids to act out these ways. And this is what's wrong with America. But I say it, and I'll say it again, and I'll say it often. Don't get me started. But your son, of course, you know, of course.
Well, he was just doing it to bring up the conversation. He was. He doesn't do this at school, but he was doing it to bring up the conversation of Giga Chad. And then that's why they're supposedly doing it.
I will give him every dollar I will ever make for the rest of my life if he can end up looking like a Giga Chad.
He is trying to get in better shape, but he's not going to do that.
I'll give him everything. I'll sign it all over. The house, the cars. This job, he can come in and do this all day. So we're 47 years into the high five. Happy National High Five Day, everybody.
Nobody high five before then? Or they just didn't know what they were doing?
You know, I can't tell you that two people did not raise their hands above their heads and touch their hands together before the Los Angeles Dodgers did it in 1977. When Dusty Baker... did it with his teammate named Glenn Burke. They were playing for the Dodgers. And they smacked hands during the last game of the season on October 2nd. There's a photo. ESPN did a whole 30 for 30 on it, on the high five. And it's the official birthday.
That's cool.
Even though it took place on October 2nd. I'm not sure why we're celebrating it on April 18th. But and then the website that's highlighting this today, howtobeadad.com.
Is that Tyler's website?
Wait, what? No, what you're talking about?
I've got it bookmarked.
Yeah, you do. Unwrap that rascal. Don't even know what that means. Gives tips on how to do the proper high five. If we're 47 years into the high five. Now, look, it's funny to watch people mess it up. It's funny to leave people hanging. Funnier to see people left hanging. You don't want to be left hanging. It's like being left hanging. What's worse, being left hanging on a handshake? Or being left hanging on a high five?
A high five.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because you can turn the high five into a fist pump. What do you turn the handshake into other than like you wipe your hand on your pant or something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, what a handshake is that then you slick back your hair after that? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You just do a fake shake. That's what I do.
Fake shake? You pretend to shake hands?
Okay, thanks for shaking my hand.
So a lot of people leave you hanging on handshakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, you poor bastard.
I know. I'm victimized by it.
Are you victimized by the left? People leaving you? Jeez, many Christmas. Now I don't even want to get into the tips on the high-fiving. Recognize or declare... a high five is about to happen. This is an actual step. Recognizing that someone's about to high five you is one thing, but declaring...
what, I'm coming in?
Is this about to happen?
This is like Michael Scott in The Office. I declare bankruptcy! I declare high five! No, you come in hot, and if someone's not there for you, because you know, it's only when you're celebrating something with someone else should the high five be offered up.
Right.
It's the same with the fist. Don't put the fist down.
Unless, of course, you're doing the TikTok thing and putting your fist out to pretty girls, and then when they bump your fist, you turn it over and there's a piece of candy.
Aww.
Don't take candy from random strange fist bumpers.
Yeah.
And these girls like, oh my God.
TikTok. Could be meth.
Yes, Kim.
It could
be meth. Stay calm. Tip number two, stay calm and be ready to move in unison. But don't panic and don't try to rush that high five. You're not swatting a bee. It's not a competition. Be smooth.
This seems like an awful lot of thought going into the high five.
It does.
I thought it was more of a, you know, just caught up in the moment and...
See, the way you did that, where you kind of flat palm and then you shuffle it up, like, yeah, it's...
Yeah, not, just kind of...
No, it's like trying to break somebody's nose.
Right?
That is the uncoolest... It's up here. It's like you're smacking a wall. Like,
so
okay,
you don't like
imagine,
slide into
imagine,
it?
You see what the UT players do when they leave in the tunnel and they can touch that sign?
Yeah.
That's a high five, not the whoop. You're kind of whooping
so
into
it. So you don't slide into it.
Oh, my God. Well, I started this out by saying, how can the high five be around since 1977 and people not know how to do it? But ow! But ow.
Right
quote,
there.
As she loves to say, well, my husband and I are on the cusp of cool.
Yeah, I say that every once
not
in a while.
Not with that high five. It's like you're... It's
who
like,
knew? I was one of the like ones that apparently of, don't know how to do the high five.
It's like if I do it like this, it's a jazzercise. This
well,
is
no,
jazzercise.
I don't do both hands.
That
this
is what
would
you're
definitely
doing.
Be wrong. No, I'm not. The other hand is not even involved. It was just,
that's
you know, hey,
said.
Just hey.
Hey, everybody.
All you people want is more, 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 more. Give me.
More. Don't you hate when you write down a note to remind yourself of something and you can see the note? And then you don't remember what you wanted to say. Because I have a podcast title for you based on something that happened. Well, you can get the, you got the pen ready to go. I have the words podcast title. I have the one word that I needed, but I actually had the title and now I biffed it in my head. I did that recently too. When before I started talking about the upside down chocolate chip cookie, I had left in my notes about this upside down foods. As in, what food shouldn't be eaten upside down?
Yeah.
And it was in my notes for just 2 days. And it took me 2 days to rack my brain and figure out, what did I mean by this? Until I saw a chocolate chip cookie and I'm like, ah, okay. So I remember the bit was I had eaten a chocolate chip cookie upside down. And it felt weird in my mouth. And so the genesis of the bit was, what foods are weird to eat upside down? That was earlier today, as you heard earlier in the podcast. But for days that sat in my notes and I thought, what was that? What was that about? I should take more comprehensive notes.
But I think that happens because at the time that you write something down, or for me, I'll write something down and I think, well, of course I'm going to remember what that is because it's so
Fresh
at the time that you write it down. You think, well, I'm not going to forget that because it's so funny.
I have the keyword, but I had the perfect title for it. And the word is septic.
Yeah.
S-E-P-T-I-C.
Uh-huh. Because you have a septic system.
Or I have sepsis. Which one?
I don't think you have sepsis.
I hope you have a septic system.
I do have a septic system. And I guess just maybe it'll come to me while we're talking about it. We'll come up with a podcast title while we're talking about it because I'll tell you what happened. As I am a first-time septic system user, I have a home. We built the home. We built a home in an area that has no service in terms of sewer. No sewer service. We do get water, if you're wondering. We do get water. No electricity, so we're always, you know, on the treadmill.
A lot of candles.
Create some electricity, a bunch of gerbils in the house and hamsters. So no water. I'm sorry, excuse me, water, but no septic. And so
no, you
God,
have septic.
No sewer, but we have septic, for God's sake. I'm racking my brain on the title I came up with for the podcast. Just call it Septic Embarrassment.
Okay.
All right, but there's a better title. This for right now, because I'll tell you what happened. When the septic man showed up, because we had an issue in the house that we thought was septic.
Okay.
When one of the toilets on one side of the house is not working, and I have plunged, and I have plunged, and I have plunged, and there's nothing floating. There doesn't seem to be any, like, who overused toilet paper or who had a 6-pound shit. Nothing like that, okay? It just won't flush. It'll drain down to nothing, and then when you flush it, it fills back up, okay? So water is somehow getting through.
So it's overfilling back up or it's just filling normally?
Filling up to where, you know, it's a scary fill, but it stops.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But by the time we reflush it to see maybe it's just released and It's not a clog like in the S part of the pipe right below the toilet. It doesn't seem to be the case.
Okay.
Because I'm plunging like a mofo and nothing's happening. Nothing. Okay. I'm plunging.
Churning butter.
I mean,
said churning butter.
Yeah, well, that's stuff that usually floats in there. The last thing I want to think about is butter, yeah. But
I'm not eating toast in that house.
So, oh God.
Not if the butter's coming from there.
Okay. So it's maybe somewhere deeper in the system. So we thought, oh God, septic. Because we don't know. I don't know shit about septic, so to speak.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay?
I just know that my neighbor across the street said in the 21 years that he's lived in that neighborhood and he's had septic, he's never had it emptied. Okay, it's a service-free kind of situation, or so I thought, because when they built my home, they have a huge septic drain field in my backyard. So I read a little bit about it, and I didn't necessarily assume, but what I had thought that I understood about it was that the biology works together with bacteria and gravity and everything else to slowly move everything out into the drain field, which becomes then part of the environment, okay? Mm-hmm. It just slowly, and that is not the case. Now, the liquid that goes through the septic system will do that. And there's a two-tank way in which this works. One fills up with everything, and the way that it's built, solids that fall to the bottom stay there. Solids that come to the top, which have bacteria in them, float to the top. And there's the water from both in the middle goes over this area into a smaller tank, okay, or a different tank. Because when you look down in both tanks, which I just had to do, one is filled with muck and one is filled with liquid. Mm-hmm. The liquid eventually seeps its way out into the yard.
Okay.
And disperses, you know, parts per trillion and that kind of thing. So it's not... And that's just, I have a big drain field. I watched it being built. It was fascinating.
Now, is the drain field underground or is it like a pond? Or I just don't know how this works.
It's like a big habit trail in my backyard. It's just tubes just
no,
above
seriously,
ground.
I mean, is
people
it
come
all,
by and look at it. Oh, look what they had for dinner 3 weeks ago.
No, I just don't know how this works.
I have a backyard that you can frolic in.
Okay, but the drain field, I'm assuming, is off. So is it? Underground or
it's underground okay. With the septic system is also underground.
Okay.
Unlike, you know, like a propane tank or something, maybe above ground or
mm-hmm. Okay.
That's also buried in my yard too. So it's a buried thing and there's the two portholes, if you will, come up.
Okay.
So you can service them. Still haven't figured out the podcast title, so let's still stick with septic embarrassment at this point in time. Because when the septic person, Hank, by the way, and I paid full price, so I can tell you right now, sweet guy, nice guy, does a good job. Hank Randall Septic Service, and I think I'm out in Louisville, and he serviced me out there, so to speak. I paid full price so I can plug him, mm-hmm. giving him a plug. And we're not on the radio anyway, I'm on a podcast. Did a nice job. I guess. But as soon as he cracked the lid on the septic system, he asked the question. Which leads to the podcast title, Septic Embarrassment. How many people live here?
Oh.
And I said,
oh, no.
Two? And I'm into micro expressions. I can figure out micro expression. I can see, when I played poker all the time, I studied on micro expressions. You can get a read on somebody with the smallest of facial expressions. I see it in you all the time. You can tell what you're thinking. And then you tell me what you're thinking, and I see, oh, I was right. I'm an asshole. So he did not make a micro expression. His eyes shot to his baseball cap. His eyebrows jumped like caterpillars on a hot tin roof. Boom! His eyes went, two?
Two?
And I said, yeah. I said, we had other people living here for a little while when we first built and they moved back to town, but we have guests and stuff. He goes, oh, okay.
So we're talking. Do you run a bed and breakfast? Yeah.
So we're talking, and he's explaining this, he's explaining that, and he's taking a big old pokey stick, and he's getting down in there, and he's showing me how the tea works and all this other stuff, and I don't mean the iced tea. And he said it again. Two people? Two people live here? I'm like, yes, two people. Okay, no, I'm just saying.
Why do I get the feeling he asked if someone lived there before you all? Yeah.
That was the next thing he goes,
oh,
well,
did he?
How long has this septic system been here? Oh, then? That was the next question.
Oh.
How long has this been here? I said, we built the house 2 years ago. Oh, we put it in. It's just us.
2 years ago?
2 years ago. Oh, I thought this was before you built the house because, surprise number two.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, and he said it in a funny way because he's a poop guy and he makes a lot of poop jokes.
Well, yeah.
Well, this is a shitty septic system.
Oh, no.
Which means, once again, you know, without getting too much into detail, I have been, I'm left disappointed with certain aspects of my build, including this one. He said, will probably collapse at some point. I said, what? He goes, oh yeah, there's really nice septic systems. This isn't one of them. I'm like, really?
So there's he levels goes,
he goes, oh,
of
it may last
septic?
Your whole life. It may last your whole life. Pardon me?
There's levels of septic systems? I
who knew?
I mean, I don't know anything
I knew,
about a septic system.
I knew
system.
I had a choice on size of propane tank. I think I chose the 500-gallon when the when the 250 and the 1,000 were available.
Yeah.
Now that I refill every 3 months, 4 months, I wish I'd gotten the 1,000, but that was prohibitively expensive. And I guess I wasn't priced out on septic system, like, oh, well, here's different levels. This one will guarantee last for, you know, the whole life.
Yeah.
This one is for two people who must eat a lot of shit.
Or produce a lot of shit anyway.
Well, you don't produce a lot of shit unless you eat a lot of shit first. Keep that in mind. You know, he says,
what goes
you know,
in comes out.
Yeah, that's what he said. He goes, you know what goes in comes out. He's got all the poop jokes. Funny guy.
Well, I'm sure.
He's got them all. And he doesn't call it filled, by the way. I said, was this filled? He goes, oh, it's pretty foul. Every time he wouldn't say filled, he say or full.
It's foul.
It's foul.
Oh.
Now, to me, that means like it's extra special stinky or something. Like, oh, this one's foul. Like, this is not normal in terms of smell or not even volume. Just like consistency or something. Like, he looked in it and goes, ooh, this is foul. I think that's what he, like, people call me mean, but they mean sarcastic. Yeah. Until, of course, they mean I'm mean. But generally, they mean sarcastic. When he says foul, maybe he means filled. Maybe he means full.
But that's just his terminology. He's using correct terminology.
Because I was watching and waiting one more time for the expression of eyes to the cap.
Oh, my.
You know, eyebrows dancing like caterpillars on a hot tin roof. When his eyes shot, what? Oh, two people? I was waiting for that to happen again, where more septic embarrassment would take place. There's a better title for the podcast than
septic
that.
Septic stress, maybe?
It happened at the septic. No. It was something like that. Doesn't matter. Nonetheless.
Don't you have to assume that when somebody who works in whatever field, because people always tell you, well, whatever they're seeing, they've seen worse. You know?
I didn't ask that question.
I mean,
you don't normally ask, but.
He says this is only, basically when he remarks that this has only been here for 2 years and this is only two people, it's you don't need to ask for specifics. He's being as specific as he can be. I mean, that's specificity.
But,
that, wow, this is only two people and this is only 2 years. This seems kind of full. And when he finally hosed it out, and I had to leave. But
you guys
I
are
way.
Full of shit.
Maybe you should just. Maybe
we already knew that, Tyler.
Maybe the title should be Shitter's Full. Like
the Shitter's Full.
Y'all come up with a title then if y'all want to, whatever. I don't know if we want to have out there on our Spotify and out there on our website and out there on our app that title.
But I have to believe that he's seen worse because this is what he does.
If he remarks over and over again that two people live here, and this is only 2 years, because then he was, oh, I thought the house was here longer than you. No.
Oh.
And then once he had taken it out, which comes out after churning, by the way.
And where does he put it?
Well, he's got a big truck.
But where does it go from there?
Well, luckily he says, you live on a lake. I'm just going to drive down and pump it into the lake. Hold on. You accepted that as not a joke? I was kidding.
Oh, okay.
I didn't ask where he put it. Because he was asking all sorts of questions about how I put it down there. So I didn't bother to ask where it goes. Because at that point, I'm just like, get out of here. Go do your, please. But they had to churn it. Like,
was it foamy?
Oh.
When I looked down in there, because when I first called him the night before to say, do you think this is a problem? He goes, well, do this. I had to crack the lid on that damn thing.
Mm.
And it wasn't bad at first. But as I started poking sticks.
Well, you disturbed it.
I disturbed it. Oh, but nothing disturbs it like the churn.
See, I assume there's chemicals or something down there that keeps it from smelling. Like, I mean, on general, isn't it?
No.
I don't know.
No.
There's not?
You know, there's no chemicals. You're not allowed to put bleach in your house if you want it to work. It's an ecological thing. It's like a chemical reaction that takes place, and it somehow breaks it down or whatever it's doing to get the water out of it, the liquid thing out of it, and it does that, and it sends it out into the drain field. But the solids, he says, don't go anywhere. They just stay there. And so that fills up, and then he says it's about anywhere between 3 and 5 years that he has to come out and unfill the filled septic tank. This is 2 years. And he asked, and do you guys have a lot of guests? That was the other thing. He goes, do you have a lot of guests? I'm like, you don't know me, do you?
Well, when you have guests, though.
I don't have guests.
No, let's think about this. When you have guests, okay, your family, it's usually for, you know, on holidays and stuff. You have 3 kids.
My daughter's live-in lover has Crohn's disease. He's always in the bathroom. I should blame him. I'll charge him half.
And you have, stomach gastroenterological or whatever you call it issues from time to time. We've talked about that.
My medications have kept me on the potty more than the last couple of years than I've ever been before. So yes, it's fine. It's fine, as you like to say. It's fine.
I mean, you know, you've had those through the years. And when you have guests, you have 3 daughters and they are partners. And I mean, there's when you have guests, you have, it's several guests. It's not like, and it's for days. So that has to count for something.
Sure. It counts for one of his micro expressions, I guess. So,
for his eyebrows.
So he cleaned it up. He cleaned it out. Still have the toilet issue. So, you know, we'll see how that goes when the plumber shows up and hopefully can fix that for me. But septic embarrassment.
And
septic, what?
Can I ask you a question?
No.
Does Hank own his own business? Like have his
I
own
I said
truck?
No, and you're going to ask me anyway.
Yeah.
Don't We've ask learned
me,
from you.
Don't ask me if you can ask me a question and then don't listen to the answer.
Well, I'm just saying, I feel like he dropped the ball marketing himself. He could have said, get Hank on your septic tank. That was running through my mind. I just had to get that
so
out.
So funny, you've done more work for Hank's septic service than you've done for us in the last 3 months.
I don't know why it works that way.
I do. Why don't you ask me a question again? I'll give you an answer. So I just wanted to pass along my septic embarrassment as I've learned a little more about septic systems and how they can fill rapidly. And it's not a horrible, it wasn't a terrible cost. It was about $300. It was $300 to get it done, which is, I guess is not bad. He comes highly recommended. He's waiting for his first less than 5 review because he's sure that's going to happen. He's got stories for days. Good guy.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
But let me just tell you right now, leave the neighborhood when he starts a churning.
Well, did you have to call the neighbors to warn them that Hank was going to start a churning?
Because I hadn't realized before Hank started a churning how bad it would smell and that we should have put out some warning to the neighbors. We all have septic. And so I would assume that at some point they've had their septics cleaned too, except the guy across the street, 21 years without it. And Hank said, oh, he's in for a surprise at some point. Cause the ones that went in 21 years ago have probably disintegrated to a point where it could be dangerous for their yard. Mm. And
so
septic.
Then does it just start bubbling up through the yard?
I mean, that's the old joke.
I mean, it's got to go somewhere.
If I had not cleaned mine out, it would eventually come up out of the top of the hole.
So it's good that your toilet was having problems and you thought it was the septic tank before it became a problem.
I mean, yeah, when would I have checked the septic? I mean, that is a question.
Because if you don't know.
Well, I know that they fill. But my wife said something recently. He goes, how often do we need to check a septic? I'm like, John said across the street 21 years. So. and based on the fact that old Hank and his 2 people? Yeah. 2 years?
So it was probably coming to the time you were going to have to.
Yeah. So I said, when should we, you know, I said, if you say every 3 to 5 years, I said, when should we call you back 3 to 5 years? He said, call me back in about 3 months with you people.
Oh my gosh, with you 2 people.
With you 2 people. I should probably be called, put me on retainer. He said, I'll be on septic retainer. I'll just come by every month and make sure.
Just check it out.
So.
Well, your story on this reminds me, and I've always wondered this, when I was in like 5th grade, we took a field trip to the water processing plant and the bathroom processing plant, I guess you would call it.
You mean the water treatment facility?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, like the one over there at Lakeshore?
We went to one somewhere out in North Knoxville.
Okay, if you walk the paths at Lakeshore, it walks you right past that waste facility treatment, and that you can see it through the trees. If there's not a lot of leaves on the trees, mm-hmm. you can see the brown churn happening as the water is being processed so that it can go back in, become drinking water again. And that makes certain parts of the walk at Lakeshore nasty.
Yeah.
Nasty, stanky. Uh-huh. And that's what my neighborhood smelled like. And I don't mean just the backyard. I was in the front of the house. And I could smell it coming around the front
of
the house.
Well, it permeates, I would think. It kind of travels. I mean, it's not going to be just there where it is. Well, they had these, because I was only in, fourth, fifth grade, I remember us going by bus. It was a field trip. And I thought of all the places to take us. But we were talking about, environment and all that stuff.
But if you don't think about where your water comes from on a regular basis, then, hey, kids, look what has to happen for us to get fresh drinking water.
So I'm not even sure they would do this now, but they took us to those big barrel things that you see over at Lakeshore now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we had to climb up the ladders, which I'm not sure they would let kids do that now. But we climbed up these ladders and saw the gunk. I mean, it was awful. Yeah. It smelled awful. And there we stood looking down over it. Mm. And they told us the process and we saw that. And I was thinking, did we need to see this and smell this? And then the thing was, is they took us before lunch.
Well, there's a way to keep you from eating a lot of food. like obviously we do in our family because we've just filled a septic tank. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.